This year, Dell Technologies' Back to School event is delivering impressive tech with an inspiring purpose. Learn how Dell is helping ComputerAid, whose work is helping equip solar community hubs with tech and AI literacy skills to empower remote, displaced, or disconnected communities around the world. Help Dell make a difference and shop AI-ready PCs powered by Snapdragon X Series processors at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Drop a beat.
Of course he knows what he's saying. He does this all the time.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
So he gets asked, what's the latest CD? Is there any urgency? He's like, no. And Jerry, well, I went to high school. I went to college. I don't know why I said it. And we're like, well, I mean, what do you mean by this?
Earlier on the show, Steelers Radio Network host Jerry Dulac. Coming up, Texas head coach Steve Sarkisian. Plus, your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Steve Sarkisian of Texas Longhorns football is going to join us on this program in 20 minutes' time. And let's talk some college football with one of the best programs in college football, one of the top coaches in college football that is going to be in the Big House in week number two for basically the biggest game of September, I think. If you look at the September schedule, you don't really see a game up there like Texas at Michigan, as will happen in week number two. But the most burning question from this show to Steve Sarkisian is how soon could T.J. Jefferson get that Arch Manning card up in value? You know what I'm saying?
Let's get those boosted, baby.
That's not going to
boost those things.
That's not going anywhere as long as he's nailed to the bench behind Quinn Ewers.
I need this. I need a boat like Del Tufo, and this could do it.
And can Quinn Ewers do what the last two Ohio State quarterbacks could not? Just beat Michigan. Oh wow, we have breaking news. We have breaking news. We have breaking news. Mike Del Tufo has got to get stop your banking, whatever you were doing on your phone.
I don't see anything. Here it comes.
And Maria, I see
breaking news.
Here we go, guys. This just in.
Oh, I'm scrolling Twitter.
This just in. Jaden Daniels is the starting quarterback of the Washington Commanders.
I didn't think it was going to
happen.
He has
been named.
Oh, man.
He has been so named.
I was so worried. Don't even know who their backup is. Who is it?
It's Marcus Mariota. Chris, have you not been paying attention to the quarterback competition that's going on?
He's still in the league?
I asked him point blank, Dan Quinn, 2 weeks ago.
I know.
What are you doing? Basically, I asked him in a much more professional matter.
Did you say, the hell going on?
It's pretty much.
What are you doing, Dan?
What's up with that?
What are you keeping it a secret for? Second overall, kid's arguably the most pro-ready guy in the draft this year out of all of them. He's the reigning Heisman Trophy winner.
Hey, Lewis,
red hot.
Lewis Riddick, Dan Orlovsky said they would take him number one.
Right. The Bears might have made a mistake.
Come on.
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
Just trying to keep it from Tampa? Keep him guessing?
That's right.
Is that it?
Gotta grind that Mariota film.
So congratulations, Washington Commanders. It's finally happened.
You've done it.
And so Jaden Daniels, in this, their first official act of naming him the starting quarterback of the Washington Commanders, there it is out there on the old at Commanders feed. Just in case my eyes see.
Interesting.
Somebody 22 years old tweeting this out.
Interesting what? They used the starting quarterback and not our starting quarterback.
Whatever.
I don't know. That's weird.
Listen, in their first official act of starting quarterback is he won't play. That's the way it works in the NFL in the preseason. He's congratulations. Not. Congratulations. You're the starting quarterback.
You're sitting.
That's how it works. Now, meanwhile, okay. Here we got our update. So, Caleb Williams, we started the show by saying, he sure does do
like
some Mahomes type stuff.
He looks like okay. That other guy.
He looks like the guy who's back flipping.
Hey, remember that guy you should have drafted in 2017?
Oh my God! Yeah, right. That guy
looks like this guy.
Yeah, he doesn't look like Trubisky. He looks like the other guy.
The fact that they got the chance to write that wrong is unbelievable. How many times in life do you get a chance to do that?
Because they made a trade the year before in the draft that wound up being the first overall pick in the draft with future considerations.
They got lucky.
The future considerations were better than the current considerations when they made the trade.
Factual. Right. Like, that's how many times in life does that happen?
Yes.
It never happens.
The future considerations were incredible.
Love it.
Especially since they were able to use their own pick on Roma Dunze on top of it. And those two kids just made the most eye-popping play of the preseason. Jaden Daniels has been named the starting quarterback.
The.
Bo Nix looked terrific against the Packers, too. He's starting.
Yep.
In Seattle. Okay. Nice little Pac-12 moment where the Pac-2 is now taking place. Right? Penix is not playing the rest of the preseason because they're probably telling everyone, please trade for Taylor Heinicke if you want.
Bubble wrapped. Okay.
My guy got a knee injury, for crying out loud.
Really a bummer.
That sucks for J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah.
And then there's Drake May. Drake May.
Love the Drake.
Let me tell you about Drake May. Drake May was finished 3 weeks ago. Finished.
three weeks
by the way,
ago.
And I don't mean for this year. I mean for all time. 3 weeks ago when training camp opened. Okay. Well, his buddy Michael Holly was talking about ghosts of Mac Jones. And now, fit him for a red jacket. Go figure that. They made him a captain. Use a phrase from Midnight Run. Go figure that. Look at him now. Look at him now.
Oh, he's killing it.
Now you want to start in week one.
Yes,
I do. Now you're like, let's go.
Yes, I do.
This is the guy. This is the guy who was on that grease board in Hard Knocks. This is the guy the Giants wanted. This is the guy the whole league wanted.
He's going to be the guy anyway. Just put him out there.
Because everybody knew the Bears were going Caleb Williams and the Washington Commanders weren't going to pass up on Jaden Daniels. Everybody's calling the Patriots saying, is there any possible way that you're not going to take this guy, that you'd be willing to take future considerations? That you want to trade not only out of the third spot, you want to go all the way down to 6, you want to go all the way down to 11, you want to go all the way down to 13, is it possible 12?
Nope.
That was the answer.
I do not want to do that.
And the Drake May that the Patriots envisioned showed up against the Philadelphia Eagles. Yes. And the way he looked against the Eagles twos.
Greatest incomplete pass ever, right, TJ?
You know, probably wanted to make big dumb. Probably wanted to make big dumb hit somebody, but he's not going to do that anymore.
Don't piss off.
Or put his hands. Put his hands on somebody.
Don't.
What am I doing? What am I doing? Why would I say such a thing?
Why would I do it?
What? You know why? Because I've got May Mania.
Yeah,
it's May Mania.
Yeah, made for New England. Should have wore that shirt today.
Now. The Raiders have decided who they've announced as their guy. We're still waiting to hear the official word from Sean Payton, but I don't think it's Jared Stidham or the guy who took a safety last night. Please. At any rate,
Zach Wilson took
what is going on? Gerard Mayo, today, asked who's his starting quarterback.
Talk to me, coach.
Hit it.
Look, excited to have the guys back out here, still working hard, still out here competing. I know you guys are probably wondering who's going to play in the game. Everyone that's healthy is going to play in the game. Not sure what Washington is going to do, but it really doesn't matter. It's what we need to do, what we need as a team.
Have you noticed the difference in Drake since the Eagles game? And if so, what do you think that is attributed to?
I mean, it's attributed, first of all, to his hard work and dedication to his craft. You know, this guy comes in early, leaves late every day. He's one of those type of guys, and he's done a great job. But I would also say the coaches have done a good job, you know, meeting with him one-on-one, making sure that he's comfortable in this game. But he's absolutely getting better. That was part of the plan.
Do you know who your starting quarterback will be? And if not, when do you want to lock that down?
We still don't know right now. We have another preseason game, and then a week after that. When I know, I'll let you know.
All right. I'll let you know.
When I know, which means he doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
No, I know. It's number 10.
You don't want
just
a piece
put him
of
out there.
Don't put a piece of him. You don't want a piece of it. Just put. Don't do it. Let Jacoby Brissett start the season.
And get his brains beaten in. Who's not the future of the team? Probably won't be on the team next year.
It's sad to say. I mean, the guy deserves because you don't need to put Drake May out there. It's because he looked so good against the twos and the threes, the Philadelphia Eagles. Let him feel good about himself. He's feeling good about himself right now. Why do you put up the Patriots schedule, please?
But dude,
I spilled my coffee during the sound.
Well, you're so excited about Drake May. That's why.
What the hell?
You're so excited, you spilled your coffee.
What is it when you talk quarterback? Joe Burrow.
Yeah, yeah, Joe Burrow.
It's been 5 years. Back off. That happened 5 years. Joe Burrow wasn't even drafted yet when I spilled coffee in front of him at the Super Bowl in Miami.
He didn't have
COVID. That's how long ago it was.
Man, that was like 20 years ago.
Yeah, it was probably middle COVID, really.
Dude, yeah, I had COVID.
You want to stick Drake May in the jungle, speaking to Joe Burrow?
Ooh.
You want to stick him in the jungle? Get out of here.
We have this conversation every year.
I know.
Year.
When do you he's do it anyway?
But he's got to play there anyway. He's going to have to do it at some point.
Yeah, but you don't need it. What, at San Francisco? Get out of here. You're not going to do it short week before leading into the Jets. You're not going to do it on a short week.
We're not going to win any of these games anyway.
That's
so
what I'm saying.
Well,
you don't need to get some fine.
How is he going to get better standing next to Alex Van Pelt?
I don't know. Because he's not getting his brains beaten in?
Or he might be able to handle it.
Pal, look at the decision they make. Why are you trading Matt Judon away? Why are you just trading away?
Because he doesn't want to be there. That's why.
You don't want to pay him for years 33, 4, and 5 of his life?
And that's smart business, actually, as much as it sucks as a fan to see a great player and a popular player leave.
So you really want to throw him out there week one?
Yeah, you kind of have to.
No, you don't.
You kind of have to.
I'm telling you not to.
You kind of have to.
He's feeling good about himself, Chris.
He should.
Jacoby Brissett was chiming in on the subject matter. You want to hit that?
Jacoby, in July 26th, Gerard said...
Oh, this year?
This year. You're the starting quarterback. This morning, he said it's still a competition. He hadn't decided on the starting quarterback. How do you view that sort of door opening, maybe? Or?
Nah, man. I still treat myself as if I'm the starter.
That was Mike Giardi with the question. By the way, I cleaned up the mess. And we out of sound bites? Because I need to clean up a little bit more.
Also, that's what Jacoby should say. And I was pounding the table for him to rejoin the team. He was good with us before when Tom was there. And he had to fill in during the stupid Deflategate stuff.
Just don't do it.
He has not looked good at all.
It's my opinion. Don't do it.
At all.
You don't need to do it. You just don't need to do it.
Okay.
Let me tell you this.
Hold on a second. We wait a month.
Was Zach Wilson ready?
We wait a month.
Was
What's
Zach
the difference?
Wilson ready?
I think.
Was it? Or are you saying he would never be ready? He just was going to stink no matter what.
Well,
Come on now.
A lot of that had to do with coaching as well. I'm just saying, what's the point in waiting a month? He's going to play at some point anyway.
Because a month might make the difference. The offensive line could gel. You're not throwing him against San Francisco. Short week against the Jets. The Jets defense is really championship quality, as you know.
Okay,
you're not sending him to what, Cincinnati? Was that you know really?
But so when
I
is
don't
it,
know.
Here's the thing. There's
no other good time.
There's a couple of wins on that schedule. When is a good time?
I don't know. Maybe after San Francisco. Start against Miami and Houston. Those aren't easy either, but then at least the offensive line has gotten a chance to gel a little bit here. You know? I don't know.
I don't know. Just do it. Just
Siciliano had a video, Chris, yesterday where he talked about, because the first 4 weeks are so tough, start him in week 5. You got 3 out of 4 home games, more favorable schedule. Put him in then.
One of those is in London.
I just love it that sure, it's up maybe. In the air. You just don't know. All right, before we get to Steve Sarkisian, let's take this phone call. Daniel in Columbus, Ohio. How you doing, Daniel?
Hey, how you doing? Hold on 1 second. I'm just vacuuming my car out, listening. Hold on, let me put the vacuum in.
Okay, hold on. Daniel in Columbus is turning off the vacuum in his car.
Well, you know, that's something, because that takes about $3 worth of quarters to get it. Those vacuums.
Okay.
Yeah.
And those are on a timer.
I know, right?
So. I got a free place.
Okay, Daniel, are you ready? is the car all cleaned? Is this a full detail? That we're doing now?
No. I'm good.
Okay.
Hey, but first off, man, y'all talk about so much, man. I want to iterate in some of the conversation. First off, Ben Roethlisberger shouldn't be worrying about the Steelers because they're going to be trash.
Okay. Sort of like what you just vacuumed up in your car.
This is a Browns fan here.
But he should be worried about them Miami, Ohio getting into the playoffs.
Okay.
But
all
that's
right.
For another conversation.
Another day.
But I wanted to you know, due to win-loss for the Raiders.
For the Raiders. This is Raider Nation. Ooh, there in Columbus, Ohio. Okay. Here we go, the autumn wind. Here we go. Daniel in Columbus wants to play win-loss game for the Raiders. First up, at the Los Angeles Chargers, what happens?
That's a win.
Then you're at the Ravens.
Loss.
Did you see how his voice went down?
Yeah,
all right, the Carolina Panthers at home. Are we bouncing back?
Yes, win.
Now keep your voice down there. And
you're about to be surprised, though. You're going to be surprised.
Okay, home for the Cleveland Browns.
That's a win.
All right. At the Denver Broncos.
That's a win.
That's 4-1 for Gardner Minshew. Home for the aforementioned trash Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yep. For right now.
So that's a win?
Yeah, that's a win.
That's 4 in a row. At the Rams.
That's a loss.
Okay, 5-2, home for the Chiefs.
This is the thing. I don't know which game we're going to split this one. We're going to split. I just don't know which one. So I'm going to just say this one is a win.
Yeah, you got it. Dude, you can't have them come to the place where they pop champagne and pop confetti in your building. Right?
We're going to split.
Okay.
I think, I just say, just for the record, this is a win.
6-2 at the Bengals.
Yep, lost.
Off the bye, 6-3 at Miami.
That's a loss.
6-4, home for the Broncos.
That's a loss.
Oh, boy.
Hey, I wanted Bo. Hey, for the record, I wanted Bo Nix.
6-5 at the Chiefs. You think that's a loss, too? That's 4 in a row. Okay. Oh, my goodness. This once promising 6-2 start.
I know, right?
Is now at 500, 6-6 at the Bucks.
I know, right? At the Bucks, that's a win.
All right. 7-6, home for the Falcons on a Monday night.
That's a win.
Home for the Jaguars.
That's a loss.
8-7 at the Saints.
That's a loss.
Oh, Derek Carr's going to have his say, huh? And then home for the Chargers.
And that's a loss.
8-9. Boy, Daniel in Columbus. But hey, at least your car's clean.
Hey, but I know. But that's honest. That's being honest. A real Raider fan.
Enjoy this.
Hey.
Yes.
Hey, can I say one thing? The reason why I say for Miami, Ohio is because, man, I got a son that just got a full ride scholarship.
Oh, yeah. Oh, nice.
Congrats.
All right.
So glad.
That's awesome, great. Man. Which means you shouldn't be vacuuming in your own car. Take it to somebody to do it for you. Just sounds getting a feel of pain for college.
I know, right?
Daniel, thanks for the call. Daniel in Columbus, everybody.
Congrats,
very realistic win loss
awesome.
Game. One of the rare sub-500 win loss games.
Yeah.
Steve Sarkisian is the head coach of Texas football. He's going to join us next. We're taking a break. This is the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts. The Rich Eisen Show is sponsored by Grainger. Does this sound familiar? You're a maintenance specialist and you've been squaring off with a leaky radiator at your facility for hours. You're both drenched in sweat. You've thrown the whole playbook at it, but so far it's got an answer for everything. What you need is a teammate. A pro who's seen it all before, and that's Grainger. With support specialists always ready to chat, the product you need, plus a million more, just give this ringer a ring. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by one of their local branches. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, our radio audience will return in just a couple minutes' time. Steve Sarkisian is the head coach of Texas football, and we're going to get to him in just a few seconds right here on the program. And I'm excited to chat with him. It's been a while, so Do you have your Arch Manning card ready, TJ? Because that's all you care about, yeah, right?
I mean, there's one of them. I got another one around here. And a couple are in safe deposit.
Should
boxes.
I bring that one up, or should I bring up my card up with Steve Sarkisian? Yeah.
Well, he probably can't really speak too much on the Arch Quinn Ewers situation. So maybe.
Well, no, I don't. I mean, he's the coach. I mean, there's my card. $1 plus tax. Available wherever you get your collectibles.
I used to have this.
No, I'm telling you, man, that was the price pre-autograph,
it's good, man.
Too.
It's good. So, pre-auto. Auto bumps it at least like
50 cent?
15?
20? Yeah, I was going to say 50 to 100%.
50? Oh, 50.
100%.
$2. That's $1.50, $2 now.
Plus tax. Don't forget the tax.
You double the tax.
Don't forget the tax.
You think if Coach I was in the market for a boat with this card, he might move Arch up a little bit?
I thought you were talking about my card.
Oh, no.
My card is
there's not much we can do for yours.
Plus tax.
A lot of boats for sale, DJ.
Okay.
I'm saying, right?
We only cover the most important material here on the Rich Eisen Show. Who cares that Texas might actually win it all this year?
Yeah, right.
I mean, just get right into
win the SEC,
why is my card a dollar?
Win the Natty.
Are you getting your other material? TJ's getting all of
them.
How many of these cards do you have?
He invested.
I believe it.
How many cards do you have?
I believe in Arch. You know what I mean?
Wow. Those are high school cards.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, high school. Human.
TJ's going to buy a bonus.
Do you have any Matthew McConaughey collectibles there? By the way, I saw his Wolf of Wall Street scene just last night. I don't know why I wound up in my Tommy. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Very excited to have this man on. His Texas Longhorns made the national semifinals last year and are highly touted coming into this year. Once again, Steve Sarkisian back on the Rich Eisen Show. How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing great, Rich. Thanks for having me on, buddy.
What do things look like for you middle of August? Where are we right now in your preps?
We're hot. It's hot in Austin, Texas. I can tell you that.
You could do the traffic for me too, right? Here on the thrill.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
No, we could do the traffic and weather together right here.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. No, we essentially for us, we wrapped up what we would call training camp Saturday.
Okay.
We had our second scrimmage. So that was about 2.5 weeks of that. And now this week we kind of do a mock week. You know, we do a mock game, kind of like our own preseason game this coming Saturday. And we take the players through what a normal work week would look like from a meeting schedule, practice plan, so on and so forth. And then next Monday we'll start school with that same schedule. And then we open up with Colorado State August 31st at 2:30 and Darrell K. Royal Memorial Stadium. So it's going to be a little bit warm in the opener.
Absolutely. And then obviously the next week's game is one that is certainly on my personal radar screen, as well as that of so many other college football fans at Michigan. Have you ever been to the Big House, Steve?
I have never been to the Big House. I've never been to Ann Arbor. I'm excited. I think that's one of the beauties now. I will say this of, being at a Texas and playing in Michigan, but also now with the college football playoff having expanding, that we're not necessarily going to get punished, either one of us, if the game doesn't go the way we want it to go. We're almost like you get rewarded for playing those games. Granted, we're both in two great conferences in the SEC and in the Big Ten. And I think that's what the fans are looking for too, are these types of early season games. Last 2 years we played Alabama out of conference. This year we'll go to Michigan. Next year we go to Ohio State. And so we look forward to those opportunities. I know our kids do, our coaches do. I think it serves as a great motivator in the off season, knowing you're playing the defending national champs on the road in the Big House. And it's a great opportunity for us.
But it's interesting how, because that is true. I mean, back in the day, a game like this, the loser's out. You know what I mean? Week two, loser out. Your chances to win a national championship hobbled is an understatement. But now, obviously you can move on it. And dare I say it, it sounds more like professional football, Steve, in that regard.
I wouldn't venture too far off of what you're saying. When you think about now the length of our season, we're opening up August 31st, Labor Day weekend. The national championship game is January 20th. And you're talking about it may take 16 to 17 games to try to go win a national championship. And so the fact that I can get our players some exposure against a really quality opponent. Some players have learned some real valuable lessons in these games to get them ready, hopefully for a potential playoff run, I think is huge, you know, and that to me, that's not a whole lot different than the opening weekend of the NFL. I mean, I don't think it's on accident. The NFL, you know, pits some great games, you know, those first Thursday night game, the first Monday night games, those are some great games that are marquee matchups. And so the fact that we get to be one of those marquee matchups in week 2, I think is awesome.
Yeah. Do you think you're going to, again, obviously you want to win them all and you can't lose too many. So that said, do you think you're going to approach maybe October, if not maybe early November football differently, because you are knowing at that point in time you should be one of the 12, right? And you got to prep for that run. Like, it's a different season now. In that
regard. It really is. It really is. And what's different for us too, unique for us now joining the SEC, is we really get 4 non-conference games before we start, you know, regular season play, you know, in essence, if you look at it that way. And so, you know, the first month of the season, those first 4 weeks, you know, and not to mention with the heat that we're playing in, you know, we really have to lean in and pour into our depth, because I think one of the worst things we could do is overwork our frontline guys too early in the season, knowing what the gauntlet of the SEC is going to look like. Mm. And then hopefully if we can do it right, you know, what the gauntlet of a college football playoff would look like. And so I think that's where we really have to lean into our depth. And a lot of young players are going to have to play. And that's been something that has been a point of emphasis of ours in training camp, is getting really our developmental players, you know, ready to play, if maybe not on offense, defense, at minimum on special teams.
Well, I would also imagine in this world of transfer portal, not like that's the way you operate and you're worried about it. You know, obviously you're in an outstanding spot with a lot going for it, in without question. But I mean, playing kids and getting them ready, or making sure that the young kids are active, helps on that front too. I'm sort of, you know, like cobbling together the way things are in our new college football world with you, because nobody knows how this is going to work right now, Steve.
It's going to be unique. You know, I mean, I think if nothing else, that the college football playoff is going to be a different format. I mean, you know, even that first weekend of the playoffs, that we're going to have home college football playoff games. You know, we may have to go on the road back to Ann Arbor in week 1, you know, of the playoff, or to Notre Dame, or we may host a team here, whatever that is, right? And so I think that's a unique component to it. The length of the playoffs is a unique component. I think conference realignment is really intriguing for so many people this fall. And, you know, so many people have complained about, you know, conference realignment and rivalries, you know, being lost throughout it. Quite frankly, for us, we gained 2 rivals back. You know, the opportunity for us to play Texas A&M again, the opportunity for us to play Arkansas again, to go along with, you know, the Red River rivalry against OU. Those things are fantastic for us, for our fans, for our players. But again, I think about all the time I spent at USC, the fact that USC and UCLA are in the Big Ten and they're playing Penn State and Wisconsin. It seems unique to me. And so I'm intrigued as much as anybody just to kind of see how this season unfolds, and then, how, you know, the future of college football, how it unfolds.
Texas head coach Steve Sarkisian here on the Rich Eisen Show. So how do you handle a quarterback depth chart and quarterback room with a kid like Quinn Ewers, who came to your program and has shined there and is staying, and somebody who is incredibly anticipated in Arch Manning sitting there waiting a turn? How do you handle that, Steve?
Well, I think the first part is, you know, we're trying to develop those guys at where they're at in the stage of their career. And I think Quinn's development over his first 2 years in the program, now going into year 3, unequivocally, everybody who watches can see that. I think behind the scenes, the development Arch has had from year 1 to year 2 has been tremendous as well. And so, you know, for us, hopefully Arch is going to get plenty of playing time. That means we're probably playing pretty good, and he's going to get plenty of opportunities to get out there. We need to play him. We need to get him in games. You know, the limited action he got last year, he did a nice job. He's a very talented young man. He's got great work ethic. But I think the biggest thing is he's got a great appreciation for Quinn, too. and what Quinn's gone through to get himself to this point. And so they've got it. They've got great rapport with one another, great support with one another. That's not the first time we've had, you know, multiple NFL type quarterbacks in the same quarterback room. So I think we handle it the right way. We're upfront. We're honest. We push all the guys in there to develop them to be the best they can be, with the goal that when your number is called, you can go out there and play really good football.
How has Arch improved, and how can you measure that?
Well, I you know, our practices are extremely competitive, and you know, I can see the development in his understanding of our scheme, protections, progressions. He's really developed physically. You know, he's a really well put together guy. He can run. He's extremely athletic, probably more athletic than his uncles, maybe a little bit more like his grandpa, but we'll see. I'm sure he'll hear about that from Peyton and Eli.
You're just telling the truth, Steve. You're just a truth teller. That's
it. But again, the one thing I love about Arch is his rapport with his teammates. You know, he is an awesome teammate. And I think he gets along with all of those guys. And that's one of the most key ingredients to be a great quarterback. You got to make sure that the guys around you are playing good football too. And they all want to play well when he's in there. And so it's a lot of fun. But you just don't feel, you know, so many teams go out there, the backup goes in and you feel a drop off. We're pretty fortunate. You know, Arch is a very talented guy. He operates our system well. So we're in a good situation.
Do you have a good comp for Quinn Ewers? Anybody you've coached in the past, college, pros, any good for me on that front? Steve Sarkisian?
That's a tough one, man. I struggle with the comps and you know, or the who's the best one you coach. This guy's got a natural ability to throw the football. You know, it's so effortless for him. He's a better athlete than people think. I was joking with him last year. I think we were five or six games into the year, and he was leading the country for quarterbacks rushing touchdowns. I said, Quinn, no one would have thought that was you. But he's probably a better athlete than most people think, but he can make all the throws. And he's got, you know, NFL arm talent. He's got NFL, you know, head on his shoulders. And he's a great leader. So we're fortunate to have him.
Steve Sarkisian, Texas football head coach here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk a little bit about the kids you just sent to the next level. Xavier Worthy. Give me a good story about how fast this kid is.
The best story about him is his ability to run that fast all of the time. and that was something that you sometimes we kind of took for granted in practice. You know, his ability to practice with full speed, elite speed all of the time. The practice habits were really incredible. And that's hard for guys to do. And, you know, they'll give you one, you know, post route or go ball, but then to be able to turn it over and do it again and again and again is something that I think is why he can, you know, you run fast because you practice running fast. And that's something that he did in practice day in and day out. And I think it shows, and it's probably, you know, I see all the clips from Kansas City's practices of him making these explosive plays, because I just don't think he takes any plays off.
Well, I got to tell you, the moment at the combine, I'm, you know, fortunate to do what I do for a living outside of this microphone, where I'm sitting in the booth with Daniel Jeremiah. He just ran, I think, a 4.25 unofficial, and he's got one more run at it. And we're just wondering, is he going to do it again? DJ, this is like, he's close. He's got to do it again. The fact that he did it again and then broke the record is truly one of the most breathtaking moments I've had in front of a microphone in my career. I'm getting goosebumps just even reminding myself of it. Just I don't know what it was, his sense of competition or entertainment value, because there was a ton of fans there that wanted him to do it. And then he did it. Then he accomplished it. I'll never forget it. Never in my days forget it.
You know, I think one thing about our program is our guys do love to compete. And I love the way that all our guys competed at the combine when they went. You know, I don't think anybody thought A.D. Mitchell was going to run what he ran.
Right.
You know, I watched Jordan Whittington do what he did. I watched Keelan Robinson or Jonathan Brooks there, even though, you know, he couldn't work because of the knee, but he was there the whole time. And so, you know, Byron Murphy. And so hopefully for us, Rich, that, yeah, I think we had 11 guys drafted last year, 11 guys at the combine, that becomes really the norm for us, you know, plus or minus one or two guys year in and year out, where now that Texas Longhorns are back at the NFL combine, they're back part of the NFL draft, and, you know, first round picks and you know, double digit guys getting picked year in and year out.
And you want to talk about a leap from year one to year two, the expectation level for Bijan is through the roof in Atlanta. What's your conversations with him in any way, shape, or form that you can sort of give us a light on year two? He's got a new scheme, new coaching staff. What can you?
Yeah. You know, he's pumped about Raheem. You know, Raheem and I worked together for 2 years in Atlanta. He became one of my best friends. And I just think Raheem's personality and Bijan's personality is a great mix. They're going to get along extremely well. And that's half of it, right? You want to be pushed as a player, but you want to have that rapport, especially with your head coach. And so he's such a talented young guy. And I know that last year was a tough year. It's always a tough year, your first year in the league, and then you're not winning. And what does that feel like? What does that look like? But to bring Raheem back and to bring that offense, you know, back in something that is very similar to what he did in college with us, I think that he's got a really good feel for what they're doing, how they're going to use him, and he's extremely positive about it.
When did you realize he was that special? When was the first time?
Well, I had recruited him. I just didn't get him. I lost. He came to Texas. I was at Alabama. We tried to get him there. And so when I got here, I turned on the tape from the season before, and I actually had watched their bowl game, oddly enough, against Colorado, and he had a huge game in the Alamo Bowl. And I'm like, man, I remember that kid. He was really good. The thing about Bijan that sometimes gets overlooked, he's a better human being than he is football player. And so that sometimes he's such a nice guy that overshadows how much of a dog he is in between the lines. I mean, he is a fantastic player and a guy who can really do everything.
Last one for you. Were you surprised Saban retired, Steve Sarkisian?
Surprised? No. I knew it was inevitable. At some point it was going to come. I would not have predicted it had been, you know, without him winning one more national title. I always feel like the greats find a way to ride off into the sunset after they win one more. And I know they obviously got extremely close, just as we did. Both those semifinal games came down to the last play. But what a tremendous career he had. And what a impact he had on my life, not only as a coach, but as a person and a man, forever grateful to him. But I think he's loving life right now. I think he's doing great on TV. Yeah. I think he loves playing golf. And so, I think he's in a good spot.
Well, I heard he's also trying to figure out the Rubik's Cube of NIL and Portal and everything about the future of the game as well. Right.
He definitely has an impact on that. And you know, guys like myself or Kirby or Lane and, you know, all of us, we still tap into him. You know, the guy's just a plethora of information and knowledge. And so, he is working, with the SEC and college football and how to keep making our game better.
Well, Steve Sarkisian, it's very rare for me in this business to talk to somebody and have a good time talking to that person who has the potential to make me very miserable in about a month's time.
But hey, are you coming to the game?
I no, it's week one of the NFL season. So yeah, I mean, that's a big weekend in football in Michigan. Your game with the Wolverines, and then the Lions host the Rams that next night for the first Sunday night game. It's going to be a huge football weekend in Michigan.
Yeah.
So no, I will not be. Why did you want to? You know.
I thought maybe you'd be honorary captain or something.
No.
I don't know.
No. Have you passed that through your minister of Kwan or what's his, I don't know what his
minister
title is.
Minister of Culture?
Yes, the culture minister. I don't know if McConaughey would say yes to that one.
Yeah, you know. Well, I was just checking.
He'd probably give me a shovel and say, follow Bevo around is what he would say on that night. But I appreciate the time. Good luck to you, Steve. I really always appreciate our conversations. Thank you.
Thanks, Rich. See you, buddy.
You got it. Steve Sarkisian, everybody, head coach of Texas Longhorn football, who, again, can make me very, very miserable the first weekend of – and it's a good weekend for me professionally. You know what I mean? Like, it's big for me. Weekend. NFL Network, like Sunday game day morning.
Great weekend.
Sunday game day morning. I've got a 4 a.m. call time the day after that game.
Fire up the PJ? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, God.
You
know, yeah. The pajamas?
Just, you know.
Really?
I don't know.
Peanut butter and jelly?
Yeah, exactly.
We know people. Just
the
saying.
Peanut jelly? I don't know what you're referring to. The Rich Eisen Show PJ.
Okay. Hint taken.
I know. There's a Rich Eisen Show TJ.
Yes.
Not what I know.
Does TJ have a PJ?
And the MJ.
I've been on one, but no, I don't.
Dang.
Unfortunately.
Ashton's?
That'd be fun to go to.
I mean, a couple people, so you know. One or two games.
We should probably put a pajama on the RichEisenShop.com. We should make a Rich Eisen Show PJ. With feet. obviously, because that's the way you like yours, Mike.
That's a onesie, then.
You know, and then and the button clothes in the back.
Yeah, because I got to go one or two.
What's happening over there? What is happening?
I'm dying.
Okay, my God. Making weird noises.
I had no idea if he was in a death rattle over there or not. Okay.
We love you, Mike.
Sorry.
844-204-RICH. There we go. By the way, did you? He's going to get some playing time. It sounds like Arch is going to get some time if the score is to their advantage.
You know what I took that as? I took that as Coach really doesn't want to show his hand like I'm showing my hand. So I think maybe Arch is really going to have a bigger role.
Quinn Ewers is a bona fide
top five pick.
Top five, right?
It could be.
If he plays the way that he played last year and he keeps ascending.
Could be.
Right? And if he does what Texas needs him to do, certainly if he beats Michigan, we could be talking about him in the Heisman race, correct?
Yeah, no doubt.
So clearly, if he's coming back, it'll be Arch take a seat. And if there's any family that's probably not touching their wrist going, hey, you know, it's the Manning family, right? Like, just coach him up, Steve, and we'll get him out there the year after that. Then it'll be then we'll send him to the pros, unless he wants to stay another year. It's not like they need the money over there in the Manning family.
How much Arch's NIL value is worth? Let's check this.
A lot.
Well,
a lot.
Whatever Archie's would have been at Ole Miss if they'd existed back in the day.
Oh.
All right, we'll take a break. My top five stories of the preseason week that just ended. It was a crazy NFL regular season type storyline week. And more of your phone calls. Are you struggling to close deals? Business-to-business selling is tougher than ever, and that's why I want to tell you about LinkedIn Sales Navigator. LinkedIn Sales Navigator is a sales intelligence platform that helps professionals effectively prospect and engage high-value customers, drive higher revenue, and increase sales performance. Sales Navigator helps you target the right buyers, surface key signals such as job changes or which accounts you should prioritize, and shows you hidden allies so you can find those buyers that are most likely to convert. Fueled by LinkedIn's 1 billion member platform, Sales Navigator gives you the most up-to-date first-party data, enabling you to unlock conversations with the people that matter. Right now, you can try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/direct. That is linkedin.com/direct for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/direct and get started. Let's talk about game time tickets, people. We've been talking about it, actually, for months here on the Rich Eisen Show and our Rich Eisen podcasts. But guess what? There's something new to tell you about game time. There's a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets to see your favorite teams play live even easier. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Yet another way that Game Time makes things easier for you when you're looking for tickets to anything in your area. With the new Game Time Picks, it's curation easier to save more on sports, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. And with the all-in pricing feature, which is my favorite, you get to see the total up front, so there's no surprise fees at Game Time checkout. And with Game Time, you always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time's going to credit you 110% of the difference. Plus, your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. Take the guesswork out of buying concert tickets in particular with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
You told a story about the genesis of all right.
Yes.
All right.
Here's where that comes from. So, okay. Dazed and Confused.
Yes. Genius film.
I'm in the right bar at the right time. Mm-hmm. And a guy goes, hey, you ever done any acting? You might be right, just right for this part. Legendary cast director and producer Don Phillips. I come back and they do what's called a makeup and wardrobe test, meaning they're shooting another scene one night. I'm just going to show up. Director's going to step off the set and come and look and go, great, I approve. Well, he comes and looks. He goes, geez, this is Wooderson. It's great. He goes, listen, you're not scheduled to work tonight, but we're over here at the Top Notch drive through, and you think Wooderson might want to pick up on the redheaded intellectual, Jake? And I'm like, sure. And he goes, want to shoot it? I'm like, sure. So I go get in the car. I shoot my first scene ever in a film.
Of your career?
Of my career. And I had been listening to a lot of 70s rock and roll at that time. And there was a certain live recording of a Jim Morrison concert in like Amsterdam or somewhere where he barks at the crowd, all right, all right, all right, all right, four times, real aggressively though. I'm not thinking about that, but this comes back. So I'm in the car and I'm like, who's my man? I'm nervous. I'm about to hear act. Who's my man? Who's Wooderson? I said, well, I'm about my car. And I go, well, I'm in my 70 Chevelle. Yes. There's one. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm about getting high. I said, well, Slater's riding shotgun. You know, he's got a Dubois rolled up. There's two. I said, and I'm about rock and roll. And I said, well, I got Nugent, Stranglehold in the 8-track, man. There's three. And I hear action. And I look up and in my mind, I go, and I'm about chicks. I got 3 out of 4. Let's go get the fourth. All right, all right, all right. Wow. That's it.
So
first
confused.
Words I ever said on screen.
The great Minister of Culture, University of Texas. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial on the program. I have a top five, guys.
Oh.
I'm not lying. I have a top five.
Let's do it.
Top five storylines of the preseason week that just ended.
All right.
Hit it.
High five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Rich's top five.
Just getting everybody ready for the cadence of a season. I'll be doing like top fives of the week that just ended and whatever, that sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just getting ready. Just getting
Let's
people
go,
prepped. It's sort of like our training camp. Top five NFL storylines of preseason week number two, or I guess the stories that I missed last week. Number five, I don't know if this is a record or not. When you demand a trade in the National Football League, not from just one team, but from two teams in the same offseason. Congratulations to Hassan Reddick. If anybody's done it, it's probably Antonio Brown did it once, I'd imagine. There's anybody? But Hassan Reddick is underpaid. He deserves to be paid. You know, do you blame the Jets for trading for a guy who wants a new contract and the team who didn't want to give it to him says, here you have him, and you trade a second day draft choice for him without hammering out a deal? And should you be surprised he now says, I want out? A new flight plan from the Jets?
Nice.
Boy, would this championship defense be that much better if he actually suits up and shows up like the Hassan Reddick of the last few years. I mean, and you got to sit here if you're the Jets and go, do we give it to him? I know he hasn't done anything for us yet. Do we? We're not going to reward it. Like, what, do you want him to come in for the last week before the season starts so you can at least say we're not going to reward somebody for holding out on us who's never played for us? I don't know what the answer is here. But he's certainly not going to pull a Matthew Judon, who said in his opening press conference in Atlanta, yeah, I'm not going to ask him for a new deal here because, you know, I haven't done anything here yet. That's number five. Number four, this guy was done. He was out of football at the start of training camp. Out of football. Now he's in the Hall of Fame. The resurrection of Drake May, everybody. Drake May is back. The ghosts of Mac Jones. Maybe it's the ghosts of Mac Jones year one. Year one, Mac Jones. He was doing a gritty in the Pro Bowl.
Wearing the same number.
Made the playoffs, you know? But the way he looked against Philadelphia, you're already talking about sticking him out there week one at Cincinnati, which I think would be a mistake.
Do it.
Number three on this list. I cannot believe this guy is hurt again and potentially for the season again. But this one... As much as I've been telling you how the Buffalo Bills are being slept on as having an opportunity to win their division again, as much as I keep saying that, this one has really given me pause. Matt Milano, MD, once again, he is out. And potentially December is a time when he might return. This is him being carted off with the leg cast in London last year. I mean, that was such a bummer, and this is another bummer. I'm sorry, Bills fans. This one... Might leave. I think this leaves more of a mark than Stephon Diggs being gone and anybody else that they lost. This is the big one. So that one was a bummer. That's number three. Number two on this list. How in the world are you going to go into the season with two guys who are as terrific as they are and on the side of the ball and completely changing the way that you might be able to play defense in championship quality. The Atlanta Falcons adding Matthew Judon and Justin Simmons in the same, like, back-to-back days, like, it seemed like,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
I call it this for the radio audience. I'll read off what we're graphically showing here. The Falcons hit the grown-ass man jackpot. Simmons is like a captain. Like, this guy is... Ask any Denver Bronco fan what he meant to the city, to the team, to the organization, to the locker room. And Judon, with a chip on his shoulder, trying to play for a new contract? That's how you get these guys? If the Falcons win their division, which I'm now thinking of saying they're definitely going to do. By the way, how's that for hedging? I'm definitely thinking of saying that. look no further than these two moves right here.
Yeah.
Number one. This one gutted me, man. J.J. McCarthy out for the year. I didn't think he was going to start the year, and I didn't think he was going to supplant Sam Darnold, because I think Sam Darnold is going to do really well. But the fact that this kid coming off of his national championship season is not going to get a single snap in the 2024 season, you know, at least Anthony Richardson played a few
yeah,
games.
True.
This is just, it's gutting for me personally, obviously, because I love the kid and what he means to me and everybody else who roots for the Michigan Wolverines. But for those in Minnesota, I'm sorry. That's the number one story, because I think that will have some ramifications potentially this year. And that's my top five.
I think we need one more. All right, we'll get one more.
This is a simple one. Nicolas Cage is John Madden? Really?
Dude.
Really?
I know.
That David O. Russell is casting Nicolas Cage as John Madden?
I mean, I see it a little bit.
I mean, come on. I guess. I don't know. As I tweeted out, like, my favorite John Madden story is that time he stole the Declaration of Independence to look for clues how to beat the Vikings in Super Bowl XI. That was outstanding.
Good one. Good one.
My favorite response to that, I got the tweet. I put it up here. This one made me laugh out loud. The gif of him, I think, from Gone in 60 Seconds to the CVS to get some tough actin' tenactin. Hashtag boom. Let's ride.
That's really funny, too.
Do we have the photograph? Okay. This is exclusive. This is exclusive, John Madden, from the movie, when John Madden was...
Racing Arizona?
Yeah, when he stole Huggies to drive the Madden Cruiser with a panty on his head.
I left Las Vegas to get a turducken.
Hey, now, everybody. Yeah. We could go on and on and on here, couldn't we? It needs a vast filmography.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nicolas Cage is John Madden. I don't know. Him as Al Davis might have been more even.
Con Air Yards? I don't know.
Oh, my God. This guy.
I mean, Brendan Gleeson looks just like John Madden.
Oh, so
now.
That
could have been an easy one.
Caliendo's got to be like, what about me?
Yeah. Come on.
Just put me in some sort of getup. I'll do it.
I got to have a Caliendo cameo.
Tough acting, tenactin. That's a funny one.
We need to update our boom from Denzel to the tough acting, tenactin boom.
Boom. Yeah, that's right. Tough acting. You know? So that's my top five list of best preseason week two storylines. Lots going on right here on our program. The rest of the week, we'll explain it to our Roku Sports Channel audience in a moment. For everyone on radio, chat tomorrow.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Tucker Carlson, what is it that you think that people gravitate
towards? I'm not self-aware. I refuse to be self-aware. I don't even look in mirrors at all, which you can probably tell from my appearance. I don't have a crazy high IQ, or I really don't have that many skills. I would say my main skill is I believe my instincts. I don't hesitate to follow my instincts, ever. The extent that I have gotten in trouble.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.